2. Nigel explained that logic faults were common in what he called Asimov robots. The smarter the robot, the more the logic faults, and the sooner they started showing up. The old people, Nigel called them the makers, compensated for this by setting up a stringent quarantine system, treating mental glitches as though they were smallpox or cholera. Jake thought this sounded like a really fine way of dealing with insanity, although he supposed that psychiatrists wouldn't care for the idea much. It would put them out of business. Nigel believed that the trauma of having his eyes shot out had weakened his mental survival systems somehow, and now all sorts of bad stuff was loose in his circuits, eroding his deductive and inductive reasoning capabilities, gobbling logic systems left and right. He told Susanna he didn't hold this against her in the slightest. Susanna raised a fist to her forehead and thanked him big. In truth, she did not completely believe good old DNK-45932, although she was damned if she knew why. Maybe it was just a holdover from their time in Calibrin Sturgis, where a robot not much different from Nigel had turned out to be a nasty, grudge-holding cully indeed. And there was something else. "I spy with my little eye," Susanna thought. "Hold out thy hands, Nigel." When the robot did, they all saw the wiry hairs caught in the joints of his steel fingers. There was also a drop of blood on a, would you call it a knuckle? "What's this?" she asked, holding several of the hairs up. "I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't..." Couldn't see, no, of course not. Nigel had infrared, but his actual eyesight was gone, courtesy of Susanna Dean, daughter of Dan, gunslinger in the Quartet of 19. "They're hairs. I also spy some blood." "Ah, yes," Nigel said. "Rats in the kitchen, ma'am. I'm programmed to dispose of vermin when I detect them. There are a great many these days, I'm sorry to say. The world is moving on." And then, snapping his head violently to the left, "Un, deux, trois, Minnie Mouse et la Mouse pour moi."